I was next to the last one born, and we're referred to as born on the sandbar. The sandbar is Lower Casper. It's where the city, city hall is, and some businesses. And it was kind of, it wasn't a slum area, but it was the lower end, and they kind of looked down at everybody. There was no sewers down there, and there wasn't water. And we lived in a house, I don't know, there must have been 8 or 10 of us kids. And my folks had a bedroom, and there's one other bedroom, and then there was this semi-closed-in porch, and then we had a barn. And some of the girls slept on the porch, and the young boys slept out in the barn. And it was good living, you know, it wasn't bad. And we raised a few chickens and cows, anything to get by. And my dad, after he got through working in the coal mines, he went to work in Standard Refinery cleaning coke stills. It's a great big round cylinder, but, oh, they're huge. And they burn the coke in there, and then you get in and scrape it. And in those days, they didn't have breathers. So they, what they do is they'd put a wet towel around their face. And he died when he was 58 from black lung. So a lot of people died. After that, there was just my mother, and she raised the last 6 kids by herself. My folks, they were bootleggers, and I'm not ashamed of it, because if we hadn't have made money any way we could, how would you raise 15 kids? You know, us kids would go out in the country and work on a sheep ranch branding sheep just to get an old ewe, you know, or a couple of them, and take them home. And then my dad would go out and build a barn or something, and they'd give him a cow. And just things like that that we got to where we had quite a few animals, chickens and everything. In those days, you could raise all that because we were out on the edge of town. And I got to tell you, the best people in the world came from the sandbar. You had Spanish people, Greek people, Croatian people, some German people. And it was just a mixture of people that didn't read and write and speak too good English, and they learned to live down there. Then the war came along, and wherever you'd go, they'd say, "Where are you from?" Say, "Casper, Wyoming." "Oh, heck, that's where all the cat houses are, down on the sandbar." Can I use that word? And they looked at it different. But I got to tell you, it was just as nice. There was no problems. A couple people got murdered down there, you know, but it was a clean place. Us in the service one time, you had to write down where you were from, and I said Sandbar, Wyoming. And but a couple months later, they says, "We can't find that." And I always did that because I was proud of it, and I still am.